A beautiful, hot weekend ahead. The high Sunday is going to get all the way up to 30. Today, 20 at the water, 25 inland in the sunshine right now, 15 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Vancouver police say it's a miracle no one was hurt after a car smashed into the Pacific Coliseum last night. The vehicle drove into the building around 8 p.m. during the halftime, the intermission of a performance of Cirque du Soleil. A 30-year-old man has been arrested. The crash comes 6 weeks after a vehicle rammed into the Lapu Lapu Day Festival in Vancouver, killing 11 people. Canada's unemployment rate rose to 7% in May as our economy added 8,800 jobs. StatsCan says the national jobless rate ticked up for the third consecutive month. It's the highest unemployment rate since 2016 outside the pandemic years. The Liberal government poised to table landmark legislation today to knock down internal trade barriers. Prime Minister Mark Carney has pledged to break down internal trade barriers by Canada Day to create one economy in our country. After long months when they were best friends, U.S. President Trump and Elon Musk appeared that they to see their relationship implode this week, both posting awful things about each other over the last couple of days. But there's news this morning that they will meet today to discuss things. And it's a busy, glorious weekend on the Lower Mainland. Saturday, hats off day in Burnaby Heights. The Artisan Avenue Market is Saturday at Kitts Beach. It's car free day in Surrey on Saturday. The Lions host Edmonton Saturday at BC Place with Snoop Dogg playing before the game. And then Sunday, it's Italian Day on the Drive.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Coming up, we'll continue this conversation about a woman whose former best friend is offering to give her child college money. But that former best friend slept with her husband.
Whoops. Minor detail.
Minor detail. So do you take the money? Your thoughts on the way.
I bet you'll take Shawn Mendes tickets, especially if you're caller 25. Your chance to win those in just a few. But first, it's Billie Eilish on Move Radio.
I'm turning blue. It's Shawn Mendes.
How you guys feeling tonight?
Want to see me live?
Call now. 604-280-1035. Caller 25 wins tickets. From Move 1035.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want
sunny, beautiful Friday morning, and to top it all off, Florentina.
Good morning.
You just won Shawn Mendes tickets.
Yeah! Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You have won tickets before they even go on sale. They go on sale actually later this morning, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. You've got yours first, so you have no waiting in line ticket stress.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. And I was going to buy tickets, too, for me and my daughter. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. That is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, free concert tickets. I mean, that's awesome that you guys were planning on going and budgeting to go and whatnot. But now you just don't have that stress. You don't have the stress of getting through on the apps or anything like that. And you don't have the stress of spending the money. Way to go.
Yes. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. What a great weekend to start.
Love it, Florentina. Thank you so much. It's 8:09. Here's Rev and Contemporary Love on Move Radio.
Come make your mistake.
Move 103.5. We're looking for your thoughts on this very unusual situation. So there's a woman that's looking for some advice. She was asking online. My former best friend slept with my husband. To save our marriage, we cut off all ties with her and her family. Reconciliation with my husband has been painful but rewarding. Recently, my husband and I received legal notifications that my former best friend had established two very generous college funds for our young daughters. We, especially I, want nothing to do with her or her guilt money. Her behavior feels so manipulative, but by refusing the funds, I'm worried I'm being a bad mom, making my girls' college careers less certain. Is it petty to turn down the money? Do you take the money?
604-280-1035. Tracy, what do you think? Are you taking your former best friend's and your husband's former lover's money?
No. I think that it's just a big, I think I said in my text, a big soap opera waiting to happen. Secrets 101, it's going to come out or it's going to haunt you.
So there was some suggestion that, you know, you could take the money and never tell your kids where the money came from. But you're saying that secrets just will come out and eventually your kids will find out that they came from your dad's mistress. The money came from your dad's mistress.
100%. It will come out. What if she gets mad one day and decides that she's like, too bad, deal's off. I'm telling you. I'm telling the kids.
It's a lot to have hanging out there, yeah. Potential. You would not want that person to have too much control over how this. You would want to take control of the narrative if you were going to accept the money, I would think.
Yeah, you would have to. You would have to not give that person that kind of control about, like, you know, the secret. Like, I think, yeah. I agree with that. I just don't know how I feel about it. Like, where are we weighing in? Are we taking the money or are we not taking the money? Have we decided?
I've been back and forth. I think I'm not taking the money, but I can see why some people would in terms of text. And Aaron, you were saying earlier that you would possibly take the money as well.
I think so. Yeah. And then hope that she honors that agreement. And then if she doesn't, you just would have to be honest with your children and say, like, this was kind of a messed up time in our lives. And, but the result was good. And, you know, go get a great education.
And you're going to, you know, UBC or whatever. So we got a message here from Beverly saying, decline it. By accepting it, you're still allowing that person to have control. Even if it's years from now, there was still an opportunity for hubby in an argument to say, well, she wasn't all that bad. Look at the money she gave our kids.
I can see you not wanting to leave the door open, yeah, for that. Linda, are you accepting your former best friend and your husband's former mistress? Are you accepting her money?
Absolutely. If it's going to improve my children's lives, my pride doesn't matter. My pain doesn't matter. It's for them. It's about them. Take it and run, man.
Do you think that there's any risk in this scenario where that because now all of a sudden there's like this loose thread, this woman's kind of still somewhat involved in your lives because of the money, that this relationship that you've worked to repair with your husband would be maybe put in jeopardy? And is it worth that risk?
Only if you let it. You don't have to let her back in. You just go to the bank, cash it, let that happen.
What about asking for more? What about saying, hey, you know what, this is enough?
Well, now that's a different scenario, isn't it?
I guess so. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Linda. Now you're negotiating. You're negotiating. You're getting somewhere. I like Heather's text. Younger me would say, blank you. Older me would take the money and still say, blank you.
I think I'm leaning towards that, too, because I think at some point, maybe in the middle of the night, you wake up with, like, a cold sweat going, how am I going to pay for my kids' education? Wait, I had a shot.
Move Radio. I love variety.
More Move music next.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. You know how some artists grow to kind of hate their big hit? This is one of those stories, but I promise, still a likable one. Tune in this week to Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, or the incredible story of Vanessa Carlton's 2002 hit, A Thousand Miles. I recorded the episode while riding a piano around New York City. Not really, that would be cool though. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for stories behind all the songs you love.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought, I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know, with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Attention Vancouver! Seasons Retirement Communities is now proudly serving you as Seasons Arbutus and Seasons Westbrook Village. Discover a thrilling environment where seniors can stay active, continue learning, and enjoy independence. Visit SeasonsRetirement.com to learn more today.
Whether you're a thrill seeker, a foodie,
mini donut,
a selfie pro, or just along for the vibes,
are you ready?
This is your moment to play up high at Playland. Now open. For the whirlers, flyers, coasters, and explorers, your summer excitement begins with season or single day passes on sale now at pne.ca. Play up high at Playland.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced. Very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on Earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $40 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes autopay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Real Canadian Superstore's forecast calls for berry sweet days ahead. This week, 2 pounds of strawberries are only $5.88. Snack on juicy sweetness and bask in the glow of low prices at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Announcing the retirement sale at Creative Goldsmiths in Langley. After 53 years and three generations, they are just days away from closing their doors forever. This is it. See them today and pay just 51 cents on the dollar or less on all beautiful in-stock jewelry. Every single item must go. Hurry in for best selection.
Time is running out. Every piece is just 51 cents on the dollar. The retirement sale on now at Creative Goldsmiths on the bypass in Langley.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic for Choices Market. Choices Market's been awarded Organic Retailer of the Year by the Canada Organic Trade Association. Thank you for trusting Choices with your organic shopping needs. Okay, we've got a couple of things to tell you about locally as well. Some news for travelers. Let's start with locally. We still have a crash in Poco, Kingsway, west of Maryhill Bypass, a crash in Chilliwack, Evans Road, north of Steveston, crash in Richmond, Highway 99 southbound at Steveston Highway, and in Vancouver, a crash Oak and West 29. For travelers, the Coquihalla is closed northbound between Hope and Merritt due to a sinkhole situation. Try Nix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Centre, or shop online anytime at nix.ca. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-day super sale and get 40% off paints and stains. June 6th through the 9th, retail sale only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sunshine ahead today. The high will be 20 at the water, 25 inland. Right now, 15 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. Well, move over, Drake and Kendrick. We've got a new feud to dissect.
What's trending?
Donald Trump
and Elon Musk.
Affectionately known by their celebrity couple name, Elonalt. It's my personal favorite. It truly hit the fan yesterday. Elon, not a fan of the president's, quote, big, beautiful bill. Something he sees, Elon, as being loaded with unnecessary spending after he and his Doge team allegedly cut all that government waste. Elon claimed yesterday that Donald would not have won the election in November without him. And then when Trump hit back and said that he actually asked Musk to leave the White House because he had gone crazy, in Trump's words, Elon tweeted that it was, quote, time to drop the big bomb. Trump is in the Epstein files.
Also, can I just pause? Is anybody, if it's like true in the sense that Elon knows that, like, He hasn't provided
well,
any
evidence.
Well,
he doesn't have the files.
He doesn't have the files. But, like, would anybody go, oh, my God, really?
Since there's all those pictures of Trump and Epstein.
Yeah. What? No.
A little bit. Yeah.
You don't say.
That's the bomb.
Yeah.
Real Housewives creator Andy Cohen tweeted, let me host the reunion episode. I mean, they were all into it yesterday. Trump spoke to CNN's Dana Bash this morning and said he's not even thinking about Elon anymore and that the, quote, poor guy has problems.
So how soon before they make up?
It feels like it's definitely going to continue raging through the weekend. But anything beyond Monday, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me.
There's been some talk that they're in talks already to get together and talk.
Sure.
So dysfunctional.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It'll be all good. They've never said any of the things that they said.
No,
exactly.
Absolutely
okay.
Not.
How about a palate cleanser, guys? How about some gelato? Because one of the biggest days in the Vancouver food scene is happening on Sunday. It's the Italian Day on the Drive, 15th year now for the event. 14 blocks of Commercial Drive. I-35 closed to traffic, and it's all of the vendors that are on the streets, a cuisine from Commercial Drive merchants, as well as guest vendors. And then there's going to be multiple beverage gardens with full pour Italian wines, beer, and craft cocktails, as well as a authentic Italian table featuring traditional bites. So lots of food and drink happening on the drive on Sunday.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be fun.
Very hot.
Big time summer type weekend.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be very, very crowded. Can I be that person that says, please don't bring your dog there? It's going to be too hot for them. It's going to be, it's just
what if they love Italian food?
Well, bring them some home in a doggy bag.
Okay. It's not the same.
No, it's going to be just too darn hot.
That's why they call it a doggy bag, right? Because it was meant to be brought home to
your dog. Yeah. Not bring your dog everywhere.
And just eat from the bag as you're walking around the drive.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good away. when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run? Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention. She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need. Lady,
you're a queen and that's how you should be treated. So you never get the loving that you needed. Put a left but I call and you heeded. And I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I and I this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion. But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Baby, shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling. You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say, girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well, girl, I surrender.
Say, thanks for giving me your love.
All of this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run? Looking back, shorty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention. She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
Angel, today's Best Variety Move 103.5. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Nat, Drew, and Aaron, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been talking about this for a while now. It's just a wild story. So a woman is asking for advice online. She says, my former best friend slept with my husband. Save our marriage. We cut off all ties with her and her family. Reconciliation with my husband's been painful, but they're doing it and they're working on it. It's rewarding. Recently, my husband and I received legal notifications that the ex-friend and the mistress had established two very generous college funds for our young daughters. We, especially me, want nothing to do with her or her guilt money. Her behavior feels manipulative. But by refusing the money, I'm worried I'm being a bad mother, making my girls' college careers less certain. What should I do?
So we've been talking about this for a little bit, and thank you for all your calls and your texts. And hey, you never know who's listening, and you never know what other people have experienced. Isabel, you have actually experienced something very close to this in your own life.
Yes, I was a child. I mean, the beneficiary of the fund, and my mother got into a long-term affair, and my father found out, and, you know, at first there were issues, of course, but they worked it out, and this man put me through med school.
The man that your mom was having an affair with.
Yes, and I knew, and mom was very open about it, and I didn't see a problem. In fact, I was very grateful. My father was fine.
Because I think that is one of the things that a lot of people who have been listening and calling in and texting this morning have been concerned about is, what if the kids find out? If the kids are very young right now, and it sounds like they are, what if the kids find out? And did you, at what point do you remember finding out?
I was 12.
You were 12? Okay, that's a lot younger than. So that's when you found out about the affair?
No, I found out. Mom told me that he put money for me for college. Yeah.
And did you have any contact with this man at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, because they were so open about it. I mean, it really depends on your situation, you know. Mm-hmm. Some families are more, you know, they hide stuff. But with my family, we were very open about such things. Ugly as they may be, but yeah.
Sure. And so, and your dad, as you said, was okay with this. And
my dad knew he wouldn't be able to afford. And he was also thankful.
Interesting. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as Drew was just saying a few moments ago, you know, very different perspective. If you're not living it, you don't really know.
Exactly.
And the idea of like, you went to med school. You didn't just go to school. You went to med school.
Yes. And as you know, that's very pricey.
Yes. And you wouldn't have, and you're saying you might not have been able to do that otherwise.
No. Well, I went to the government school, so it's cheaper, but still.
But still, I mean, that's expensive. Well, Isabel, thank you so much for reaching out and sharing your story here this morning.
You're most welcome.
We all have these very visceral reactions to things, especially surrounding, you know, betrayal and cheating and stuff. And the feelings get very strong depending on what you've experienced. And incredible window in to somebody who's experienced this exact thing.
I had to say it.
No, your family just sounds very progressive.
Yes, no. Fantastic. You're very highly evolved.
Yeah.
More of us should be like you. Thank you, Isabel.
The Nat and Drew Show.
Hey, it's Drew Savage. It's spring, or as I like to call it, Jiffy season, which means there is so much to do around my home. I'm sure you can relate. And if there isn't enough to do already, my washing machine quit on me mid-cycle. Something like that used to be enough to send me into a fit of panic. But you know what I did? I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up later that day and fixed it before the panic could set in. I've used Jiffy often enough now to know how it works, but I still can't believe how quickly they can get to your home. What I used to wait days for can often get fixed the same day. You choose who does the work, and you're guaranteed your pro is vetted and qualified for the job. Plus, you can read reviews from past work your pro has done. Now, I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy is taking care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Big announcement coming, everybody. Big announcement.
Get ready. The Trailer Park Boys are now on Crave.
It's going to be wicked.
We are partying tonight.
I am pumped.
All 12 seasons of the iconic Canadian series.
Promise me you'll use some sense of decorum on the TV.
Bubbles, what are you worried about? Of course they used decorum on the TV.
Julian, Ricky, Bubbles, and the rest of the Sunnyvale gang are all here.
Decent.
Trailer Park Boys. Stream now on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Introducing Brian Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Got my first real six string.
Hosted by Brian Adams himself.
Join me for an insider look on a wild ride through 40 years of global rock and roll.
Brian Adams Radio.
I'm ready.
Now available on the free iHeartRadio app. Or ask your smart speaker to play Brian Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Who's ready to rock?
Kids wanna rock.
Hey, it's Nat Hunter. Okay, so you want to sell your car and you're not sure how. I get that a lot of people use Marketplace, but honestly, that feels very 2024. Craigslist? All right, that feels very 2004. The smart way to sell your car is through Clutch. It could not be easier. They give you an offer up front. There are no games, no thinking that you've got a deal and then all of a sudden you're ghosted. Clutch comes to your home, picks up your car, and pays you on the spot. Go to clutch.ca and see what your car's worth today. That's clutch.ca.
tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. And BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
Color is a language.
Color is a language.
Blue speaks of youth, sincerity, truth, and spirituality. It speaks of the heights of the heavens and the depths of the sea.
A blue diamond would look fabulous in your engagement ring.
The color of your diamond announces who you are.
Red is the color of fire and life, energy and determination. But mostly it speaks of passion.
What about pink?
Soft, light, and quiet red. Pink is the color of romance, joy, sexuality, and love.
Pink diamond is lovely and exotic.
What does yellow mean, Sarah?
Yellow is sunshine, happiness, and light-hearted energy. Yellow is spontaneous and cheerful.
Is yellow the kind of color that would buy a sailboat and sail around the world?
Maybe.
Created in the heart of a miniature star, Spence has diamonds that are pink, yellow, and blue.
Which is the color for you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
I'm standing for Canada. Hi, this is Haley Wickenheiser, and I'm proud to be representing my country again. Every time I go shopping, let's support Canadian companies and buy products made in Canada. You'll be protecting Canadian jobs and Canadian business. Kind of like standing on a podium while they play our anthem. Shop as if your country depends on it, because it does. Keep your money in Canada for Canada.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a bit of a list here now. We have geese walking on the road. Be careful there in Burnaby. Highway 1 eastbound at Kensington on-ramp. In Poco, a crash, Kingsway west of Maryhill Bypass, and in Chilliwack, a crash, Evans Road north of Stevenson Road. For travelers, the Coquihalla closed northbound between Hope and Merritt due to sinkhole repairs. Shop the Sherwin-Williams four-day super sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Weather for Lotto Max. The sky is the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $10 million. Dream to the max of Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. We've got sunshine ahead this weekend. It's going to be as hot as 30 degrees on Sunday. Today, the sun will be here as well. High 20 at the water, 25 inland. Right now, 15 degrees.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in. I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out. Calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Tripping over myself. Aching, begging you to come out. And now
gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
Stitches from Shawn Mendes, who returns to Vancouver in October. Tickets for that show go on sale this morning at 10 through Ticketmaster. Congratulations to everyone who won tickets with us over the course of the week. Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron here on the Nat and Drew Show. Good to have you here. This might seem odd and random, but do you care about what your kick-around clothes look like? You know, the comfy clothes that you change into when you get home from work, or maybe at the end of the day you change into something super comfy. Do you care a lot about what those clothes look like?
Brett would tell you, my husband, that I do not.
Okay.
Really? That surprises me.
So what does that mean? Are they like covered in food stains?
No. Or dog hair.
What does that mean? Yes.
No, they're just like very, I mean, they're usually like track pants or like flannel pajama pants and a t-shirt. Like it's my kind of I go home and I put track pants on and a t-shirt.
What I wear as my kick around clothes are starting to drive my wife crazy. But Aaron, do you care? Do you care about what your the kick around clothes
look
like? I
do a little bit.
Yeah?
It's kind of the Hailey Bieber effect,
okay,
right? That sort of like nice leisure wear.
Do you even change? Isn't there like, you don't change a lot?
I don't get out of my clothes.
Yeah.
No. I keep them on all day.
Yeah.
And then I take them off.
So your clothes are your kick around clothes.
Yeah. On the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's say on the weekend. I love the kind of nice leisure wear. I must admit I don't always wear it, but I love the look.
Mm-hmm.
So, I bought something. It was for a specific themed event about a year or so ago. And, man, they are comfy. They are comfy. They're like one of my favorite clothing items to wear. And I have gotten in the habit of wearing them like almost every day.
Are they hammer pants?
You said, oh, no, Nat.
Because I have this vague recollection of a themed party that you went to. And I'm trying to think of what that theme was.
Are they pirate pants?
It's no. Yeah. It was a 90s party.
Are they neon pants?
They are not neon. They're jorts, but ripped jorts.
Oh, that's like right. Yes. Oh, you and your jorts.
Yeah.
There's nothing hotter than jorts this summer, though.
No, really.
My wife feels about jorts very similar to how Nat feels about jorts.
Oh, my gosh.
About
Drew has been pushing jorts for 20 years.
Well, guess what? You
know, like, jorts are a thing. Jorts are very much a thing.
They really are.
They were not hard to find when I had to find something for the 90s party. Like, I know they were a thing once upon a time, but they are certainly a thing again. They are a thing that my wife does not want to come back.
Aww.
And she said basically what you just said a moment ago, Nat, the other day was, oh, you and the jorts. Anyway, yesterday I'm taking my son to football practice and it had been a busy afternoon and I didn't have time to change again because she does not like it when the jorts leave the house. Like it's one thing for the jorts to stay in the house, which I don't think she really likes, but I think she gets embarrassed in her head for me if she knows that I am out and about in the jorts. And I didn't have time to change again yesterday before leaving for football and she's like, oh, the jorts are leaving the house. The jorts are leaving the house. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, they look a little, if I were to buy another pair of jorts, not saying I will, but if I was to buy another pair of jorts, I might not get the ripped ones.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Man, the jorts are comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Me and John Cena, we have always had something in common, and that is our love of the jort.
See, it's just a slippery slope, right? Like the idea where you start going, you know, it's just, I'm just running this errand. I'm just doing this in whatever it is that you're really only meant to wear inside. Like for you, you were like, I'm not going to take these jorts outside. These are ridiculous jorts. They're jorts and then they're ripped jorts. I'm not, but the fact that you look, I don't have time to take off my shorts and put on other shorts. Like how long does that take you, sir? It's a slippery slope you're on.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me?
what's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me, 'cause you're all
minute on the way at 9:35 to get you closer to the money. The answer to question one is tomorrow. The word tomorrow. Good luck.
We're going to sing songs from Annie.
Yes, this
song.
Tomorrow. No, Drew, no.
All right. 9:35 is when we'll play the $1,000 minute. One of the biggest stars on the planet is now a Guinness World Record holder. What's trending on the way? And the throwback throwdown too, but first it's Celine Dion. Move 1035.
I can read your mind and I know your story. I see what you're going through. Yeah. It's an uphill climb and I'm feeling sorry, but I know it will come to you again. Don't surrender, 'cause you can win. Stick to you.